says, "V'loyhikom b'nei Yisrael kinishbu lahem nisi yedem." Like, what's Rabbi Yehuda's raya that if you make a neder barabim in front of a lot of people, the din is you can't be matarit, or you can't be made for such a neder? How do we know this from? It says, because there's a pasuk in Yeshua that says by the Givonim, when they went to, when Yeshua found out about them, Klai Yisrael didn't want to kill them, because they made a neder already, kinishbu lahem nisi yedem, that they made a neder barabim, they would not touch the Givonim, therefore later they did not want to kill them. At the beginning, the Gevoinim fooled Yeshua. They told them we're from a far distance. And later came out there from the Shivas Amimim that was supposed to kill them out. But it says since they made a neder, and Mashma, that neder was done by Rabim, so they couldn't be matter the neder, so they promised not to kill them, they didn't want to kill them. So that's the Raya neder that's made by Rabim in front of a lot of people. There's no din, you're not allowed to be matter, you can't take away such a neder. Now the Gemara says, "V'kama Rabim, in front of how many people do you have to make a neder that there's no din, a chacham can't be matter the neder?" So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Shloisha. If you have three people, that's already called a Rabim. And the diak is, the Gemara Nador makes this, that Yudash and Yomim means Shnayim. And Rabim Shloisha. Yomim means two, and more than that, the Rabim means three. So you see, Rabim is called three. Rav Yitzchak says, Asara. No. The neder has to be made in front of 10 people. Why? Eda ksiv bahu. Says the word Eda. And Eda always means 10 people. So therefore, if a neder is made in front of 10 people, then that's the raya from the Givonim over here, that you're not allowed to be matir such a neder. So I was of you this svara, that if the neder was done by Rabbim, that's a terrible neder, it has no hafara, no heter to it, such a neder we don't want ladies to be used to making. So therefore, we tell such a lady, you know, you're going to get a get, and you'll never be able to remarry your husband. So therefore, they're going to watch out not to make such an adorim. That was Rabbi Yehuda Svara. Rabbi Meir Omer Meir says like this, we had. Rabbi Meir Omer called Neder Shetzar Chachiris Chacham. Any Neder that the husband himself cannot be mefer, but rather you have to go to a Chacham to be matter the Neder, Le Yachzer. Then the law is you're not allowed to remarry you. Again, because we're afraid, maybe later the wife will get married to another husband after she receives the get, and then she'll be matter her nedarim, and the first husband will have charot, will feel bad that he gave her the first get, and like he'll come and complain and say, I never meant to give you a get if I'd known that you could have made a hataras chacham. So therefore we tell the husband right now, nothing doing, he should know if you give her a get, lo yachs, you're not allowed to remarry her. Rabbi Eliezer Raimeno, Rabbi Eliezer says, le'os v'tzorach, that he only said you can't remarry your wife, which makes such a neder, that you have to go to a chacham to be matir, elam ifnei shein atzorach, only because of such a neder that you do not have to go to a chacham to be matir, but rather that the husband himself could be mefer. So what's the machlokes now? So Mer says the ma'akim ifnugi, what's the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer? That Rabbi Meir sover me'olda svara odom roitze shetisbaz ishtu bebezdin. Rabbi Meir holds that a husband does not care if his wife has to go to Bezdin to be matter in the Durham. So therefore, what happened? So a husband gave his wife a get because he heard that she has Nadarim. And he can't take Nadarim, so he gives her a get. So we say, Rabbi Meir says, the din is you're not allowed to remarry her. Because we're afraid, maybe later she'll get married to a second husband, and then later she'll be matter her Nadarim, and the first husband will have Charot, he'll feel bad. He'll say, like, if I would have known that you were going to be matter the neder, I would have never given you the get, and I want to still stay married to you. Like I'm saying, my first get was not a good get, so she's going to be in trouble now, because she's already living with another man. So what's Ramea's afraid? You see that the first husband doesn't care that she has to go to Bezdin. It doesn't bother him that his wife has to go to Bezdin. Just the fact that she could be matter her nedarim, that he doesn't want to give her a get anymore. So you see, according to Ramea, a person doesn't care if his wife has to go to Bezdin. Rabbi Lezer saw, Rabbi Lezer is not like that. Rabbi Lezer saw, no, a person can't take that. A man does not want his wife to have to go to Bezdin to be matter her nedarim. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, for the fact, for the nedarim, that she could go to a chacham to be matter, for that we're not afraid. For that, the husband could remarry her later. Because we're never afraid, the husband will complain and say, if I would have known that you can go to a chacham to be matter, I would have never given you a get. No, Rabbi Lezer holds the husband can't take it. A husband can't take the fact his wife has to go to Bezdin. So when he gave her the get, he really meant business. He meant to give her get and the get is chal. If lady changes his mind, he wants to remarry her, something new is happening later. But we're never afraid the husband will complain and say, I don't want the first get to be good. because he knows he can't take it for his wife to have to go to Beis Din. Therefore, Blazer says, where's the Hochshash? What are we afraid of when we tell him not to remarry? Only we're afraid only in the case where it was a neder that the husband was able to make for it. The husband could take the neder away. So that neder, there's no bizui. She doesn't have to go to Beis Din. The husband himself could be made for it. So such a neder, we're afraid that the husband will say, if I would have realized that I myself could be made for the neder, I would have never given you the get. So the kids, so we see it's a machlokes for a mei and Reb Leza, does the husband mind for the fact that his wife has to go to Beis Din or not? Rav Amar Rav said like this: Rashi's Hodik Tani Eitzah Chacham V'Tiru Enam Kadeshes. Rav answered the second brisa that says that if you married your wife on a condition that she doesn't have any nedarim, and later we find out she has nedarim, even if she goes to a chacham to be matter the neder, the second brisa says Enam Kadeshes, the kedushin is not chal. And the question is, why not? If she went to the Chacham to uproot the neder, it's like she never had the Durim, so who the Kedushin should be chal? Yes, the Gemara says, Rav Amar Hocho, we're talking about the Isha Chashuv Askinin. We're talking about here a Chashuv, a lady, that comes from a famous Mishpacha. So here the Svar is, L'nichalei de'isasa v'kreviseho. Here the Svar is, when the husband says that I'm only Mekadosh if you don't have Nadarim, so here he means, even if she is matter neder later, he doesn't want the Kedushin to be chal. Because he doesn't want her to come also with her krivus, with her sister, with her mother, the chashev mishpacha. So therefore, he doesn't want to be married to her. Rashi says, Bas gedolim, nafilu mandiyam reitzon, zbaz ishme bezdin, hocha meyevshev ishne dranis. The gednamela nichali, lemesav lod, yisasa, v'im of yachoysa. Like the man says, I don't want this get to be a good get, because I don't want to be yasa with her sister. Therefore, that's Pshan, the second brisa, that we say she's ain't a lukadeshes. The Mori Hochi, if so, say for the end of that brisa, Diktonia, says like this, Aval hu, sholach etzachachem. Let's say the man, when he got married, he told his wife, Yishna, I'm telling you right now, that I have no nedarim. I didn't make any nedarim. So that's why she was masking to get married to him. And then later we find out that the husband did make nedarim. So it says there, Aval hu, the husband, sholach etzachachem, if later after they got married, he went to a chacham to be matu, his nedarim v'tiru, that the kedushin is chal, or else the same thing, he got married and told his wife, there's nothing wrong with my body. I have no mumim at all on my body. And later we find out, yes, he has a big wound there. And later he went to the rife, ate the rife of a ripa, he say, and the doctor healed him up, and then his mukadeshes, that the kedushin is chal. The question is why? List the ain't a mukadeshes. We should have said rather that the issue is not the namakadeshes. For layman, we should have said, we're talking about that the man is a very chashev man, the mishpacha is very chashev. To Yomar, that we should say, she should have said, lenichaled yisav krevei. I don't want to become us, it's his brother, it's his krevim. Why don't we say the same svara? Just like you're saying here, the man doesn't want to become us to his wife's sister. So here we'll say the same thing, the wife doesn't want to become us to the man's brother. Tomorrow says, no, the svar always is, ihi the lady, becholzo nichola. She's nichola to any type of a husband. We don't say a wife is a particular who the husband is. Havi is a man, she's happy with him. Kine Resh Lakish, to Yomar Resh Lakish, a lady always says, tav lemesav tandu, I'm better off living together with another man, with a man, no matter who he is, milemesav armaloi, to live a single, to live with myself, like an amon, like a widow. Therefore, lady, we don't say the svara, she doesn't want him because she'd rather have somebody else more chashiv. By lady, we always say the nicha. Habayu Mabayu says, a marshal also is like this is, tishum shumagavra. Even if a lady has a man, Rashi says, mosh lajitu, misha baila kotin kinamola. If you have a midget, if the husband is a midget, kursay vechursa ramila. Even though she's a normal lady, but she could put a seat amongst the head people. In other words, she just could say, I have a husband also. So a lady is happy if she has a husband. Even if the husband does such a job, like he combs out the pishtim, the flax, which is Rashi's umnas musa, it's a mias, it's not a nice work. Tikra b'seif above of a taisav. Still at night time, she'll sit outside with him and talk to him. Kitsa, she's happy to have any type of a husband. Ravashi yama tekal sagavra. He, Rashi said, the mishpacha is doifim, it's a very bad mishpacha, loy boyit talfachli lekidra. She thinks like this, the worse off he is, the less I have to feed him, I don't have to do too many things for him. So that's why they're happy. But the bride stands off, Tana, we learned, for kulam. Like Lamaisa, any lady that's nicha with any husband like this, a husband that's not too normal, is really mizanos. These ladies have nus, live with other men. And if they become pregnant, v'telus v'balayim, they said they became pregnant from their own husband. That's why the lady doesn't care even to have a midget or to have this type of a husband. But our core point, what we started off to say, is our shlokish asfara was that an isha is nicha to be married. She feels happy to be married. Therefore, we never say a svara that she would want to say, I don't want the kedushin to be chal, because I'd rather be able to get married to somebody else. We don't say that svara by an isha. Only by a man. Fight it. Then the Mishnah says, kol mumin shepoistim. If a man makes a neder on Manasseh's wife does not have any mumim, and later we find out she has a mum on her body, so the kedushin is not chal. What type of a mum? Any type of a mum that a kohen is possible to do the avodah with. Tony will learn to the braisa haysifu alayim even more than that. For this our mishnah halacha, when you're marrying your wife, and you say she doesn't have mumim, there's more mumim. Not only what passes by kohen, but something more. Another one is zeya, if she sweats a lot. If she has a body that sweats a lot, the husband can say I can't take it. That's called a mum. Vishuma, she has a wart, she has a growth on her body. Husband also has a right to say, it's a mum I can't take. Vareyachaper, she has dead odor coming out of her mouth. Also, husband has a right to say, I can't take it. That's a mum, the Gdushna Vatchal. For the Gemara Bahani, the Kani Lepasli, so Masha from the Braisa, these are not possible by a Kohen. It says, like Chosifu Aleim. By a Kohen, these things are Ksherim. For the Gemara, is that true? For your Tanarim, we learned like this. If a Kohen is Hazok and an older person, the Achaylor is sick, via mezuham. Zuham pasha means something wrong with his body. So how the meaner is, like he smells or he sweats a lot. So who that's part of the psulim by a kain. So why does the Bryce say, haysifu alayim? We're adding not only the mum that are possible by a kain, but even more mumim are possible by your wife. The chud is the same thing that's possible by a kain. Well, tonight we learned, mumim elu bein kavuyim bein oivrim psulim biyadam. That any psulim, whether it goes away or doesn't go away, it's possible for the kohen to do the avodah. So who adin a zeya v'suma for echa per should also be possible by kohen. So Rabbi Yosef b'chanina l'kashir is l'kashir. Kan b'zeya veris, kan b'zeya shen averis. Depends how bad they sweat. If the sweat goes away, so by kohen is kosher to do the avodah. So pshat is before he does the avodah, he'll make sure he's not sweating. But Mashenkin by your wife, you have to live with her. Anytime she sweats a lot, the husband has a right to say it's a mum. Ravashi Yoma Zeya Mazuim Karamis. What's the question between sweating and mezua means that the body like it's disgusting? Rahosom Gabikanim Evshaliovra Bikiyua the Khamra. The stam, if you sweat by your kain, you could take it away, let him wash himself, Bikiyua the Khamra. Like with sharp water, he could wash himself. Omerecha Penami Yevshid Nokat Papola Bapume. Or Kain also, at the time when he has to do the avodah, even though he smells in his mouth, let him put some pepper inside his mouth. It will take away the bad smell. So you have the avodah, do the avodah. There's no stira. Even though when a Kain smells bad, he can't do the avodah. But I call upon him, a Kain can fix himself up, and at the time when he has to do the avodah, he'll put some smelling stuff in his mouth. He won't smell bad. Avagami isha layevsha. But by your wife that you're with her always, anytime she starts smelling, you can't take it. So therefore, by your wife, that's called a mum. For the Mara, hay shuma hechidomi, what kind of wart growth is it that's called a mum? Idiyisbasar, if it's a growth that has hair on it, hocha vachi psula, even by a kohen that's a psul. Idiyisbasar, if it doesn't have any hair on the growth, isum magadala, if it's a big growth, he hocha vachi psula, the same thing, even by a kohen, then it's possible to do the avoida. Isum magtani, if it's a small growth, then hocha vachi lay psula. By both cases, l'chur, it's not psul. Even by your wife, it's not called a mum. The Tanya will learn like this. Summa, there's a growth on the body. A word. Sheyesh basar, if there's hair, they're also raised a mum. That's disgusting, that's called a mum. Ein basar, there's no hair growing there. Then it depends. G'dol, if it's a big growth, I raise a mum. It's still called a mum. Mashma both for kahanim. They can't do the avodah. And if you made it tonight, I'm not sure your wife doesn't have any mumim. The kedushin of that chal is also called a mum. But tiktana ain't ze mum. But if it's a small growth and no hair, that's not called a mum. V'yezel gudel, what's called a big one? Pirush Hashem Gamliel at kiyisuratalki. The size of this type of a coin. If it's that big, that's called a mum. That's possible by a kohen and by an isha. So kasha is then, how do we say here, they will see for alayim, a mum of a shuma, the same thing is possible by a kain also. Somewhere it says, no, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, b'yoy medes al pedachta, where the growth is sitting on a forehead. For the Gemara, Padach, the Rav and the Fahis, the Manashach. So husband saw it, so why did he marry her? On your forehead, you could see it. So the husband was Mekadosh HaManas, she doesn't have any mumin. So if this is on the forehead, obviously the husband saw it, and he said, that's not called the mum, he agreed. So why do we say the Kedushin is bottle? And the Gemara, Omra, Papa, Piyamedis Lo Tachas Kippa Sharosha. We're talking about the mum is underneath like a shaitel. Her underneath the covering she keeps on top of her head. Sometimes it's notable, sometimes it's not noticeable. So at the time when he married her, it wasn't noticeable. He didn't realize it. But later when he finds out and he sees it, he has a right to say that's called the mum that bothers him. The Kedushin is not chal. Omar Rab Chizda. Ho milsa migavru Rabbi Shmili. This next halacha that I'm going to say, I heard from a great person. Oman, who is it, Rabbi Shela? That what? Noshcha kelev. Let's say a dog bit your wife. Venasa mekoyma tzalakas. And a scar grew there. Harez the mum, that's also called the mum. Husband has the right to say he can't take it. Omar Rab Chizda. Kel ova biisha raise the mum. If the lady has a harsh voice, that's also called the mum. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Ki kolech orev amarecha novem. Mashma, my lady, kolech orev, she was supposed to have a sweet voice. She has a harsh voice, that's also called a mum. If the husband made a kedushin with a tana, amanah, she doesn't have a mumim, that's also called a mum. Tanya Rav Nosim Beroi, that bein dodi isha tefach, that if between the breast of your wife is a tefach there, that's also called a mum. So, sova ravacha b'rei de rova kaimed ravashi lemeimer, tefach lemayusa. First, you saw what he meant to say, is that something nice? If there's a tefach space between one and the other, that's something good. Omele Ravashi, Rashi said, no, kabi mumin tanyu, we're talking about numumro, we're talking about something that's not nice. The kama. So now, kashuvai, how much is normal? Vice says, a tefach is no good. If there's a tefach space between one dad and another dad, one breast, another breast, that's called a mum. For the more of a kama, how much is normal? Om Rabbi Shloshet's voice. Three etz boys, that's normal. Understand? But a tefach means four etz boys, that's already called a mum. Tanya Reb Nosson Leimir. Kolisha Shedodea Gassim Ishachavroseo Harez the mum. If her breasts also are bigger than other people's, are bigger, that's also called a mum. Also, Mr. Mudnam, the husband didn't realize it. Twice does he? Huh? He didn't realize it. Mishas Kedushin didn't realize it. Then he finds out, so if they're extra big, their breast, the husband has the right to say, can't take her, that's called a mum. For the more of a kama, Rav Meisha Ba'Bred Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Mishmed Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Tefach, means that the breast, vice versa, are Tefach, 4 inches long, that's called a mum already. For the Gemara, Miyika Ki Agavna, there's such a case like that, that the breast should be so long, more says, in yes, Tiyama Rav Ba'Bachona, Ani Re'isi Av Yachas, I saw one Arab lady, Shev Shilo Dodel Yachareho, that she threw her breast in the back of her, V'Yanik Espino, and she was nursing a child, so Mashmet Shayach to have such big breasts. Right? Exactly clear. I'm not clear about this. Right, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Uletziyin Yayomar, Ishvish, Yulad Bo. Vuyachanel. Talking about Yushlayim, that, Vuyachanelian. Amura Mesha Ba'ab Red Rabishua Ben Levi. Echod Hanoilad Bo. Whoever is born in Eretz Yisrael, Viechod Ametzapel Roysa. Whoever is waiting and hoping to see Eretz Yisrael. Like the Pasuk is talking about the Shvach, the greatness of living in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Abayi says, V'chad minayu odif kitrei minon. One person from Eretz Yisrael is smarter, better than two of us in Bavel. But Omer Rav said, though, but V'chad minon, one of us from Bavel. Kisolok l'hosam, if we go up there and learn in Eretz Yisrael, odif kitrei minayu, we are better off than two of them. Why the Reb Yirmiyah? Techihev ve'hocha, when Reb Yirmiyah was here in Bavel, lo'hev yoda my kamer rabbanon. He didn't understand what the rabbanon meant to say. But Kisolok lost him when he went up to Eretz Yisrael. Currently, he called back on us, Bavloi Tipshoi, like we don't know what we're talking about. Mash, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he started us, he became a Pikeach and Charifim, he got in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah. Hoyu bo mumim v'oide bebeis aviyah. Let's say you find out that your wife has mumim, that you are Mekadishah, al-Manah, she doesn't have any mumim. And later you find out, yes, she has mumim. Now, hoya ba mumim v'yoyd v'bei saviyya. She's still by your father's house. V'bei saviyya. So, the halacha is, that a'ab tzarech lovi raya, shemini shenis arso, hoya ba mumim halolu. Well, we're afraid about Pashtuni that since she has these mumim now, mashma, they made Erisin, they made Kedushin, but they didn't make Nisuin yet. She's still living by her father's house. And a month later, we find out that she has mumim. So the question is, when did these mumim grow? One svara to say the mumim was there already before, and the Kedushin is not chal, so husband only married her, now she doesn't have mumim. The other way to say is, no, it just grew now, with the yesterday started to grow. And the Sachba Sadeus, the husband's, he lost out, it's his mazel. So it depends. If she's still at the father's house, then we say, Ha'av Tzorach Lo Viraya. No, the father has to bring a proof to say that his mumim first grew after the Erisin. That Mishinus Arsa Hoya Bamum Halolu. Ve'nestachba Sadeus, and then the Kedushin is Chal, and if the husband wants to give her a get, he has to give her a Ksubra also, because it's his, like Hatof Lok, it's his mazel. Mashenkin, if the husband can't prove it, then we would say not like that. Pashit would say that she had these women before already, and therefore the Kedushin is not chal, and the husband does not have to give her a ksuba. What about though, nichnasol rishus abal? Let's say the maiden is suyin. She goes now to her husband's house, and now we find out that she has mumim. So again, our question is, when did she first get these mumim? When did she have this growth in her body? Did it happen before the Kedushin, that the Kedushin is not chal, or did it happen later? So we say, if we first find out about it when she's living with the husband, then we say, Habal Tzorach Lo Viraya. Now the husband has to bring the proof. Shachlo Nisas Oye Bamum Melu, that these mumim were there from before the Kedushin. V'yemecha Mekach Tois, and then he ketayna, the Kedushin is not chal, it's the Mekach Tois, I don't want to give you ksuba. All right, turn over. Yeah, so again, El Mekach Tois, give Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir Shita. The Svar will soon see in the Gemara, what's the difference, whether we find out about it when she's still by her father's house, or whether we find out about the mumim when she's by the husband's house. This we'll see in the Gemara. But this is Reb Meir's Svara. There's a difference between we find out when she was by her father, or when we first find out when she's by the husband. We say this, the mum that are hidden mum.